It is 20 after 6. You are listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibugo. Now, Finance, Economic Development and Tourism MEC Vusim Mkhatshwa continues with his roadshow, engaging small business owners to learn about the challenges faced by SMMEs. Now, the next leg of this particular roadshow will be held in Middleburg's East Dean Sports Ground, and this is tomorrow morning. MEC Mkhatshwa joins us on the line this evening to tell us more. Welcome, MEC, to Rise FM.
Thank you. My greetings to you and greetings to your listeners as well.
Yeah. Now, MEC, tomorrow's event is a continuation of consultations that you previously held, especially in other municipalities such as Bushbuck Ridge, if I'm not mistaken. Now, what is the main reason behind this particular roadshow? What are you hoping to achieve, sir?
Well, the meaning behind the roadshow is that we must create a platform and an opportunity to interact with all the SMMEs across the province. With a view to understand their challenges in the main, and we must also get to understand their experiences in the different municipalities where they are, given the different dynamics that they find themselves operating under. And we are also doing this with a full understanding and appreciation of the fact that these small businesses remain the backbone of our economy. And many economies across the world survive through small businesses. So this is where we are coming from, and this is why we are crisscrossing the province to engage with SMMEs.
Now, MEC Njebe, especially those iqali, the consultation, you've been doing it over the past few weeks or even months, discussing with SMMEs about some of the challenges that they are facing. Are there any reoccurring issues that are being brought forward by the SMMEs that you've engaged so far across the province?
Of course. In the main, what is coming up is the issues of access. Young people not knowing which door to knock in a case where they want to start a business, in a case where they want to access funding. And funding, I must say, it's a real issue that is frustrating our small businesses. And we have picked it up almost everywhere where we have gone. And I believe that we'll still pick it up even tomorrow in Middleburg. And this is where now, because as we crisscross the province, I go together with the development finance institutions, your CIDA, your CIFA, and others, including your NYDA. I take even your MEGA, which is one of our entities, economic development. We also take along MER, which is one of our entities as well. So we take them along so that they are able to help in listening and be able to explain to these young people and SMMEs of the opportunities that are available to them, of the processes that they will need to follow for them to access funding for their businesses. And this is both your financial and your non-financial support that in the main SMMEs are looking for.
Now, MEC, there seems to be a bit of an echo on that line. I don't know if you have do you have us on speaker, sir? So that we can just improve it slightly better.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you much better now, MEC. MEC, the next question is, COVID-19, especially the pandemic, has undoubtedly compounded some of the issues that SMMEs would ultimately have. And I know that in the past, as a department, you've stepped in, especially with grants, with regards to the tourism sector. Now, can we look forward to another intervention from the department to be able to assist these entrepreneurs that are being hard hit by COVID-19?
Yes, of course. There are a number of interventions that we are putting up. Remember, we are not alone as a Department of Economic Development. Just like I've just mentioned, that we are working very closely with all the development finance institutions. And all of them, they are putting up relief packages. They are coming up with different schemes to fund SMMEs. Look, through CIDA and CIFA, and we are really looking because they have a program there to support even your small businesses, your bakeries, your motor mechanics, your spaza shops, saloons, and all those things. So there are really different streams of support that are put together by government, both nationally and provincially. And we are, through the Mpumalanga Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan, we are also mobilizing funding and we are attracting investors. We are busy engaging with the different investors to come and invest in the province and support these SMEs. And these engagements are going to lead us into an economic summit, which will also have the elements of a job summit in it. So we are in preparations to that. We are looking into hosting that around October. So here we are really trying to put together different support mechanisms towards our SMEs. And you have made mention that already as provincial government alone, we have had a number of support that has been given to SMEs. As we crisscross the province, we also go along with your startup kits, where we assist these emerging businesses to allow them to start up their businesses, those who are in the car washes, in the saloons. But also we are tomorrow giving a startup kit and those who are part of the steel initiative in Middelburg. So we are really trying our best to make sure that these businesses do recover after the COVID-19 pandemic.
And for those of you who have just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with the MEC for Finance, Economic Development and Tourism, Vusi Mkhatshwa, on his ongoing SMME roadshow. Now, Babu Mkhatshwa, so shit, Oguti, you will be working alongside ISIDA, ISIFA, NYDA, and other agencies. It would be interesting for us to find out that how are these agencies involved in this initiative, and how are they adding value to these struggling SMEs? And will this approach in partnership with your department be different from the agency's past intervention attempts?
Yes, I believe there will be a huge difference. We have re-engineered these agencies. We have sat down with them. We have re-looked into their operations. We have identified gaps, identified areas of improvement. Where we are, they stand ready to practically be on the ground, intervene, and work very close with young people. As I'm talking to you, you should be aware that we do have a youth fund, a 90 million rand youth fund through the Office of the Premier, which will be dispersed through MEGA. And we are working very closely with the NYDA in terms of that fund, so that the NDA has also committed a 10 million rand fund, which will make the total up to 100 million. The view here is to also make sure that NYDA caters for the pre-investment and the post-investment support for these SMEs. So we are really trying to work together as a collective with all, so that in the process there should be no double dipping, but also in the process we should make sure that we maximize on the resources that we have to have a meaningful impact on the work that we are doing. So I believe that with that approach, we are going to really make a huge difference working together with our young people, with our business people, and the different investors in the province.
Now, MEC Mkhatshwa, I mean, tomorrow you'll be in Middelburg, and that's obviously for the continuation of this SMME Roadshow. For those people that are listening to the show right now and they want to be part of this particular engagement, where do they apply or find more information from? What can you tell them what they can do to be able to participate, sir?
Well, because of COVID-19, there's limited interaction during the actual event. But what I'm also doing with these events is to send the signal to all young people that we are open for business.
Yeah.
Our offices are open for business. NYDA, CEDA, CIFA offices are open for business. So any of these offices can be approached to go and inquire and get more information in terms of what I'm saying, because I'm working together with them. They are aware of the programs that we are doing. So young people can feel free to approach any of these offices so that they raise their issues. Where they are confronted with the challenges, they should always feel free to contact the Office of the MEC so that we are able really to assist them and refer them to the relevant institutions for assistance.
Thank you very much, MEC, for joining us. And I think a lot of people would have appreciated that information that you've disseminated over the show. Please, MEC Mkhatshwa, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you to your listeners as well.
And that was MEC for Finance, Economic Development and Tourism for Simkacha on his ongoing SMME Roadshow that will be taking place in Middelburg tomorrow, and that would be Eastern Sports Ground tomorrow morning. It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM.